Tom, NC9B.
Couple of things. They got some cherry juice, unsweetened. Still has 28 grams of sugar. I guess that's the natural sugar in it. Then I ran over to Toyota and asked them a question about, I had a thing coming up on the LCD that said RCD unavailable. Well, that's a rear camera device. But everything seemed to be working when I started back out there at Walmart. When I put it in reverse, it went ding, 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 and showed me a picture. But it wasn't. So I ran over to Toyota Greer, and the guy come out, and he turned the steering wheel all the way to the right. Then he turned it all the way to the left, and that reset it. And then these yellow lines that come up in that screen when you back up was all there. Dang ingenious, you Japanese.
Something so simple, huh? Yeah, so simple to be so complicated. They're making them all kind of fancy now, I'll tell you. The wife's car, she's got all that fancy stuff on it, and you have the control buttons on the steering wheel. So it's a bad place to put buttons to control devices on your car. You know, you turn it in, you're hitting it and everything, and sure enough, when I drive it, all hits something, turn something on or off, or some of that things can be rather annoying.
But this car is bigger than our other Avalon, and when I pull in the garage, before I leave, I got to move the rollaway back about a foot, or else it will go into emergency brake when I get too near it. You can turn that off, but I don't know, sometimes you get awful close to these posts and these parking lots. It's kind of a good thing to have, because it will stop you in no uncertain terms, and a big red message comes up there. Stop! I thought that meant skid tires on pedestrians.
I used to, when I first started this company, I had a tractor trailer, and you know, they have all the bells and whistles on them because, you know, it's all about safety. And there's one set of railroad tracks over there at the Donaldson Center. I would go across, and it would lock up the brakes every time. And it was just because of the metal in the railroad tracks.
Good Lord, that's not a good thing. I've seen too many of those semis get hit with trains that come flying by. And usually the train wins.
All driver stupidity, I guess. I had one the other day. It's railroad tracks right before the traffic light. Well, you stop before the railroad tracks. You don't stop at the traffic light and have your trailer all over across the railroad track. You stop before it. And the light is still changed. You can still go. But the funny story, again, I didn't quite get stopped because I was kind of lost when I first started. And I had the railroad arm come down on top of the cab. I was like, well, nothing I can do about that until the train goes by. Train went by, and the arm went up, I drove on. Didn't do any damage to the truck or anything.
Work sensing switches in them nowadays, because I'm sure there's been a lot of those cut off. Well, I just noticed I put it in cruise, and I don't get the same display here on the dash now. Oh, boy, something else to figure out. I was surprised that they'd even come look at it without charging me, but they didn't.
Thanks. I'm sure they probably asked you, did you read the manual?
Yeah, that's only about an inch thick and is enough to confuse an engineer.
I value my time a little bit more than sitting there reading that entire volume.
Screw something up if you mess with it. shoot. Well, they're getting ready to resurface Gap Creek Road, and I forgot about it. Or I wouldn't have come back this way, because they got a flagman up here, I'm sure.
Flagman everywhere. I'll tell you what I do with those owner's manuals. Now, I download all the owner's manuals for my radios, for my cars, for my tractors. Drive, download all that stuff, and I've got them all on my phone. So if I need to access something, I've got something going on, I can't figure out what's wrong with the car or how I need to do this, I can always refer back to the manual. And they have a nice little feature there called a search feature. It's a whole lot easier searching on the phone than it is searching the paperback copy.
Yeah, the index is enough to confuse an old man, I'll tell you.
NC9V. Just made to the Sphinx here at 290. I'm going to meet the wife for lunch up in Hendersonville. And well, I don't know where she want to go after that, but I guess I'm all for the ride.
When I get home, I get to look through the owner's manual and see what that... The first guy that come out was from the desk. The second guy that come out, he was a technician. But he didn't mess with that part. So I got to figure out what James did wrong and see if I can get my display back the way I like it. And I don't know if you can or not. You might have to be driving down the road. Oh, well, so life goes. Well, it's not raining here now. And James, we're about 2 blocks from home, so I'll let you go and have a safe trip up there. We didn't make it up there yet this year. Usually we go up and get some apples at Granddad's, but I doubt if they have any of those Honeycrisp left. Those usually sell out real quickly. Take care of you, and talk to you later, Leon. NC9V and 0TR.
Problem, Tom. You have a great day. And who knows? I drive by there every day. Maybe I'll stop in and see if they got any.
We got some from all these, and there's enough in it, Bernice. Yeah, we got enough for now, but thank you for the kind thoughts. Have a safe drive in 0TR.
And I highly recommend downloading the owner's manual for your car on your home computer, at least. It's a lot more comfortable sitting there reading that and word searching than having to do it and flip pages. NC9B, bubble.